And so I've been tasked by Bishop and Mama Tash to come and share the word with you. We've been looking at growth, we've been looking at grace, growth, and gratitude. All right? We have started it last year, and we're continuing in this year, and next year we'll also continue with it. And in the last 2 days, we've been having the leadership, the New Beginning Leadership Summit. Yes, let's give a round of applause for the Lord for making that happen. Yeah, I can see with the clapping of the hands that some of you don't know. Yeah. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. Who? Yeah. He'll catch it. Hallelujah. So look, I've been looking, and part of it, Bazalan, is that we're learning how to reset. You know, we are pressing the reset button as we begin, because we don't want to take it for granted that we are back and everyone knows what to do. You know, it is time to reset, because COVID has created a disequilibrium in our lives, you know, and we need to therefore reset. So today I am building on what Bishop was saying and also looking at the theme of growth. And I've entitled my message, Your Growth Starts With Being Planted. Your growth starts with being planted. Or you can look at this way and said, your success starts with you being rooted. Your success starts with you being rooted. You know, one of the reasons why I has made Bafana Bafana to go and get third place in the AFCON. Yes, we might not be happy that they didn't bring the cup home, but at least they are the top three in this tournament. Hallelujah. Yes. One was upset that we could have beaten Nigeria, you know, but I'm glad that we have come thus far. You know, they have won our hearts, and I know and I believe when they come home, when the next game they play, we'll be in the stadium to cheer them up. Hallelujah. But note, I want to draw a good learning opportunity here, is that because they were rooted in the team, that's why they obtained their success. You know, because they were rooted in the team, that's why they grow. They've grown. You know, today we are able to can speak of Tebogo Mokoena. You know, we can speak of Sila. You know, we can speak of Mshish. Why? Because they belonged to a club. They belonged to a team. You know, it is very interesting how when we didn't even know Evidence Makgopa, that the coach stuck with him. And some of us were critiquing and saying, Marno, that guy doesn't even score Lego Pirates. Why is the coach believing in him? You know, but he is there. And the coach says, you Paula Iso, you are a part of my squad. You know, and he got rooted there. And he is able to can help us. You know, he might have not scored too many goals, but he was able to can create a move. Because as he moved, the defenders moved with him, and it gave other players an opportunity to make it. So their success and their growth as players. You know, it's very interesting that I think 95% of the players who are playing at home. And we're playing against teams that their players come from all parts of the world. So it says that when you are rooted in something, you can grow. And when you grow, you will succeed. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's get into the subject matter. Growth is a process and not an event. Growth is a process, not an event. And sometimes, you know, we make it the other way around. We make growth an event and expect that, no, first day in gym, you will have six-pack. No, it is a process. All right? That you have died for a week and you expect things to change. No, it is a process. You have to keep at it. All right, it's not an event. Even in how we've gotten to the semifinals and the third place bronze medal, it's because we had to follow a process of putting together the team. You know, some of us didn't even give the coach a chance. Who is this guy? You know, he's old. You know, but he stuck to the process. And very interesting, one of the things that came out of this tournament was that we were regarded as the most disciplined team because we kept the structure as according to the coach. You know, but that is something they had to learn. It didn't just wake up overnight. You know, he was arguing with the PSL, or actually the PSL was supposed to have finished the game even mid-December so that he can have his players and groom them and make sure that the tactics that he wants them, they should have. All right. So it is there. It is not something that we are making it up here. Even in the world, they know. But in the scripture, it's even much more. Hallelujah. So note the other thing. Growth, for growth to be meaningful, it requires certain essentials. It requires certain essentials, such as the right atmosphere. You require right atmosphere that you may be able to, even when you come from the poor of the poorest, where when you prepare your exams, you have to wait for everyone to sleep so that you can study. But that because that is the right atmosphere. Quietness is the right atmosphere for a person to study. So you need to do that. You know, a good atmosphere, if you take the fish out of the water, the fish dies. But Rona, as Christians, we don't want to be in the atmosphere of God. How can it be that you stay away from church? That you don't want to be part of and parcel of the church and the household of God, and yet you expect to grow. You require a right atmosphere. Hallelujah, Bazalon. Then the other thing is that a plant needs a good soil. A plant needs a good soil for it to grow. There are different kinds of soil. You don't just plant any plant anywhere. It requires a good soil. Otherwise, what it will do is it will rust to grow and it will die. Remember the parable of the sower? It is applying here, the good soil. Then the other thing is that it requires water. It needs to be watered. Then there are plants that can be that should be watered in a measured way. Others will tell you it is you only plant it once a week. Others they drink, yeah? They gallop, they drink every time they want water, you know. Then the other thing is that they want the sun, you know. Even you need the sun. You need a vitamin D. They tell you that, hey, I'm gonna take a walk in the sun, you know. Yeah, you can put a cap, but you need the sun to heat your skin so that you can get a vitamin D. But even then, they will tell you that during the heat wave, stay away from the sun between 11 and 3. Otherwise, you can have a heat stroke. You know, keep dehydrated. You need water. The plant needs that also. Then the other thing is that it needs the right temperature. It needs the right temperature. For a plant to grow, they will tell you. All right. Even those who keep documents, they'll tell you for documents to stay in good conditions for a long time, temperatures has to be in a certain way. Once there's too much heat for documents, they soon begin to fall apart. So even when documents need the right temperature, what more about me and you? That our temperature has to be correct for us to be able to grow. The third thing is that for a meaningful growth to happen, we need a sustainable growth. For a meaningful growth to happen, we need a sustainable growth. There's a difference between a sustainable growth and a stunted growth. All right. A stunted growth, Bazalani, you might see as if things are moving, but only to find that they are not. You know, we speak about an economy that is growing without creating any jobs. It is not a proper growth. It's a stunted one. It's not a sustainable one. Okay, because it happens in seasons. They'll tell you that, look, you need to have made sure that in the fourth quarter, we maximize the fourth quarter, because the first quarter becomes a flat one. All right, and we need to pick up in the second one and the third one. And therefore, we will have an overall economic growth in the country that will create jobs. All right, but note, all of these things, they start because a seed has been planted. All of this starts because you have been planted. Without you being implanted, you cannot grow. I repeat, without you being planted, you cannot grow. Amen. Are you there, Bazalan? Amen. So we need to learn to grow, Bazalan. We need to learn to grow. Growing enables us. No one wants to remain young. I was telling them in the 7 o'clock service that mothers get worried when us boys, half a year or a year and a half, they become worried. You know? And then all of a sudden, the babato forstao, you know, because they are concerned. I'm telling you, even the 90-year-old person still wants to grow. They want to grow in their knowledge. They want to remain sharp. You know, all of everyone wants to grow. But why therefore should it be different in the kingdom of God? Or where now you have always remained 12 years old as a Christian, or 3 years old. 20 years from now, you're still lying. Yeah. Yeah. 10 years into the delay stealing, go all of a sudden to enter again in the announcement, so please take care of your bags. Yes. Yeah? Because someone might decide to nationalize them because of you. Yeah? No, it cannot be, Bazalan. Yeah? How pandemo, this is not a way of panda. That issue of hustling, that is not the right hustling. It is an illegal, wrong, and unethical hustling. We need to change. Hallelujah. Yeah. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, yeah. Change Amzalwan. Yeah. The main scripture for the day, Psalms 92, verse 12 to 15. In the NIV, it reads the following. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit, note, in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Verse 15, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no wickedness in him. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. Amen. Note, Bazalan, very interesting. It says the righteous flourish. All right. But before they flourish, they need to grow. But before they grow, they need to be planted. That's the sequence. Note. Verse 12, it says flourish. Verse 12b says grow like a cedar. Verse 13 says planted. And B, that part of it, it says planted in the house of the Lord. And note it says they will flourish in the courts. So it therefore says something about being in the presence of the Lord. It says that if you want a success, if you want growth, if you want to flourish, remain and be in the presence of the Lord. The word there, house of the Lord, note, house of the Lord. We'll come back to it. But notice it says, when you are in the courts, they will flourish in the courts of our God. All right. Remember the picture of the tabernacle when Bishop was teaching us that there is what is called the outer court and the inner court and the holies of holies. That when you spend time, even in the outer court, you know, there is something that happens, you know. That at points when revival hits, even when you enter the presence, the yard of the outer court, it hits you. It hits you, you get revived, just being in the presence. You know, that's why Bishop encouraged that when children are around the house of God, when in Tunde worship, let's allow them to be so, you know, because they are in the courts of the house of God. And it is in there that subconsciously the seed gets planted in their lives. Even so, in your life, when you spend your time in the presence of the Lord, you are not wasting time. You are not playing marbles here. You are here and you are absorbing. Your spirit is receiving. You know, I learned something. I learned that. Do you know that your mind has the spirit? The Bible speaks about the spirit of the mind. That when your spirit of the mind receives that which is of the spirit, of the Holy Spirit, God, your spirit speaks to the spirit of the mind for to inform the mind that this is what needs to happen. That's why at some point, even though you might not understand something, you receive it. Even though you might not understand, the spirit of the mind says, that is good, respond to it, you find yourself in the altar call. Not knowing or how did you get there, because the spirit of the mind was listening to your spirit speaking when the Holy Spirit was speaking to your spirit. And notice this, Bazalan, that they will bear fruit. Ne? They say that they will flourish. You know, one of the definitions of flourish is about bearing fruit. They will bear fruit. Ne? And it says, even in their old age, even that is sustainable growth, even in their old age. It is not stunted growth. Or no, all of a sudden, we're now Shapakapara and full speed. Umzalone for 3 years, then from there, you fall off, you come back, 3 years, fall off, you come. Serete vale pati niya how? No, no, no. That is stunted growth. This one is a sustainable one. It's growth upon growth upon growth upon growth. Yeah. If you are here and you have been in this church for 6 months, you've been coming here for 6 months, I want to tell you that this place has been one that is growing even in its old age. Yeah. This church is 40 years now, but it's still growing and growing and growing. So if you have a challenge, if you have a confusion, if you have a doubt about whether being part and parcel, whether you're being planted in this church or not, I want to say, look at the record. Look at the record. 40 years. Even after 40 years, we still attract young people. Yeah. And note this. It says they will still, ne? It doesn't say they will bear fruit in their old. It says still. Or even in their old age, they bear fruit. And I was telling them in a 7 o'clock service that, you know, the people, the celebrities or the stars or the musicians or artists that are able to can for the 30 years producing one album after the other, one hit after the other. Not the Roshapile hit you about 100,000 to happy. No, no, no. This one they are able to can sustain. These are the ones valuing Bafua the Lifetime Awards. Why? Because from year to year to year to year, they have continued to do a sustainable growth. So that's what is required. And note it says they will stay fresh and green. You know, growing up there was this thing out. And I want to say, not only Mtomsha, even the older people, they glow. They glow. Or even when you are old, you look young and yet you are old. Why? Because God and he has kept you fresh. So that is the sequence. The sequence is that you flourish. Before you flourish, you need to grow. Before you need to grow, you need to be planted. And when you are planted in the house of the Lord, there even in the courts, spending time in the courts, serving in the courts, working in the courts, assisting, helping in the courts, benefits you. Benefits you. It is not here only about you being a Christian or things spiritual. This applies even in your workplace, in your personal lives. That when you begin to serve in the house of the Lord, that also benefits you. It benefits you. Even at work. And I was telling them in the 7 o'clock service that one of our members benefited just by being part and parcel of serving in the church. She discovered that she can teach. Where she's working, she didn't do the work where she was teaching. No. It is only after people discovered and encouraged her, oh, Anna, Rahubana, you are a good teacher. How need to apply for that post? Wana post L&D, Learning and Development Assistant. And they applied. Today, they are teaching a church in their work. Not a church, in their work. So let's look at what is being planted. Verse 13 says, planted in the house of the Lord. The word planted means to be rooted. That you are rooted and grounded. And before I move on, he says that they flourish like a palm tree. They flourish like a palm tree. You know, one of the things that the palm tree stands for, it stands for victory and it stands for triumph. And not any other victory, but a triumphant victory that it stands for. That's why when we celebrate, Christians, when they celebrate Palm Sunday, it's about the victory that God has, Jesus Christ had on the cross for us. And it's a victorious and a triumphant victory that he had. But not only that, the leaves thereof represents peace, prosperity. You know, those leaves outside palm tree, they represent victory, peace and prosperity and abundance. So that's what happens to you when you are in the house of the Lord. You flourish like a palm tree. And note it says that they will grow like a cedar tree. But a cedar tree can grow as far as the 12-story building. That's how tall it can grow. And one of the things that why you can do that is because it's rooted. Its root reaches such that its tallness, even when there's winds, yeah. It's very interesting that when you look at in the islands where they mainly grow these cedar trees and the palm trees, when the cedar tree goes, when the wind comes, it just bends. The storm passes, it bends. It doesn't break. Why? Because it's rooted. It's planted on the ground. Secondly, it says it is to be established. It is to be established. The Bible speaks about that with wisdom a house is built, with understanding it's established. That you build a house, and after the house, sometimes a few years, it settles down. And once it settles down, then you know this is the real house. But once it settles down and there are cracks, it means there's a problem. So you need to be established. The third thing is that you need to be lodged. It means to be lodged, you know, on spola e. Kia plow mamu. I was telling them, say, we need to be careful with the language we use. Or kia plomago dadi. Even if you solo kro, tonto ma move, or plomago dadi. That plumbing is being planted. It's good that you are part of the family. But do not be a stumbling block such that you end up fighting with your siblings. Because we are now promo Latin. But rather be able to can understand, you know, promo Latin, when a time comes, it means that I must move out, establish my home, allow my siblings who are still younger to me to grow. But you saying, yeah, plom, I'm lodging. All right. The other one is that you need to be ingrained. You are ingrained. That's the definition of planted. You are ingrained. The one that Bishop taught us is about you being engrafted. You know, that there are these plants which when they are getting rare, in order for it to grow, they take it and they make an incision in another plant and they engraft it so that it should be able to draw the strength from this main vine. So that's what we are. We are being engrafted into the Lord. We are engrafted in the house of the Lord. And note, it conveys the message of being stationed and permanent. That you are permanent here. You are not everywhere. You are permanent here. Hallelujah. Amen. So therefore a question becomes, are you planted or are you floating? Are you planted or are you floating? I like the quietness. It means that there's a sex in the abatu. Eloring is floating. Yeah. A very interesting thing happened about 1 or 2 years ago. The Chinese made a large balloon and they lifted it up in the air. You know, it went in the air, it moved from China, Yarabo, Korea, about Japan, and the Japan and the Koreans started complaining. The U.S. started complaining, hey, it's gathering intelligence. The Chinese said, no, but it's floating, we cannot control it. It's just floating, we cannot control it. So the question is, can we control you when you are floating? Don't be a floating Christian. Be an established Christian. And there is a caution around that. A plant that is constantly transplanted will not bear any fruit. A plant that is constantly being transplanted, it will not bear fruit. And note, it will die. No, Madam Ruti Mari, we know we are part of the body of Christ. We have accepted Christ. So we go everywhere, any church. It's all church. Not every church is all church. You move around from conference to conference, from church building to church building. Some of the churches are not. They are pretending to be churches. You know, the language is the same. You know, from the outside, the practice is the same. The song seems to be the same. Or you, we was robbed. About abuts. Yeah. Now you are in, you cannot come out. You are trapped because you don't realize that, oh, nah, this is different. Eh, haitswanile Bishop Musason. Eh, haitswanile kerekele, haitswanile Grace Bible Church. I thought ya tswana, no, ke bone ba dlala di instrument, you know. Ke bone ba tlepa tlepa like batho ba go Grace, mar no, ha ke ke no. I've spent 3 hours, I've not had anything said about the word, about Jesus Christ, about the Holy Spirit, and about being born again. Why? Because you think every church is any church. It's not. So then the verse 13 says, they are planted in the house of the Lord. They are planted in the house of the Lord. What is the house of the Lord? In the Old Testament, the house of the Lord referred to the tabernacle. As I've said, the tabernacle had the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. All right. There's a tent where they build, they call it the tent of the meeting. This is where the presence of the Lord used to meet Moses and the priest and talk to the prophets in. When they go to the temple, they used to go there in the temple. That's the house of the Lord. But in the New Testament, Jesus Christ introduces us to a new house of God. He says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail it. That's the first thing that he speaks about. He's building the church. So he refers to the body of Christ, to his body, as the body of Christ, the universal church. No, not the universal church, a denomination. No, 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 no. This is the global one. This is a worldwide church that he's referring to. It's the body of Christ. That's the first thing. But note, in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, we are being introduced to a local church. The Bible says, and the Lord added to those who are being saved. He added. No, he does not add mostly. He adds into a group of people. It starts by saying that they met in verse 42. They met in their homes. You know, they were taught the apostles' teachings. You know, it's a group of people. No, it's not. They met in the house. It's not everywhere. No, it's a house. It's a building. It's a church. Before, they didn't used to have these buildings. Why? Because they were not able to build such buildings, but also because the church was still new, they met in their houses. As they grow, then they established. Remember Acts chapter 6, when they were growing, they began a murmuring amongst the Hellenic Jews. And as they murmured, they were able to solve the problem because of the growth. But I want to say to you, we are introduced into a local church. So when we get born again, the Holy Spirit baptizes us or plants us into the body of Christ. Then he says that he takes the solitary and finds families for them. And note this, Bazalani, when God places you, he knows your needs. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 8 says, do not be like them, for your Father who knows what you need, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. So therefore, he places you into a church, into a local church, because he knows that you have a need. That's why I get it. Not every church is good for you. There are particular churches that you know, when I'm here, I'm established, I'm planted in it. And therefore, I need not to be uprooted. So what does it mean for us as a believer to be planted? It means that we are no longer going to be a regular visitor. If you've been coming to this church for the last 6 months, we thank you, we love you, but we're putting you all on notice. Consider being planted. Why? Because Harabati is the regular visitor. You know, one of my first assignments when I became a pastor was to bury a person. You know, her family knew her to be a regular member of Grace Bible Church Kosaning Hill. But when we checked, we could not find a name in anywhere. Her close friends were saying, no, she was a regular visitor. So now, the newly Muruti Pito has a dilemma. Do you bury a person as a member or not? Then we discovered that she was a member of another church. That church came. For 2 years, she attended our church. 2 years, faithful. And she was telling her family about things that happened. You know, Bishop Sono was preaching about this. And the family was telling us, hey, Muto Walerata, he speaks about you so much. But the other church says, she's our member. So fortunately, when we engaged with the other church, we came to an understanding. And they said, we will share, we will bury together. Bonabata Tswara, the main service, and they will allow us to share the word. Alfitlang Mabitleng, it will ask us who would do the burial rites. Please do not put us into that difficulty. Please, Rakup. But we are preaching. All who are saying are preaching. Give the pastors. So the pastors in these sections are saying, please, do not put us in that dilemma. Why? Because sometimes they don't treat us kind. You should ask the guys who get Bako sacrament. When they get sent, if the church, the family does not recognize us, they put us there at the back. They put us there at the back. Kwakom rao. And we get bulldozed because you are not our member. Hallelujah. You are part of the local church. It means that you are part of a local church. It means that you serve in the local church. It means that you are accountable to the local church. I know Bazalani, there's probably what, 4,000 or 5,000 here today, and we are grateful that you came. And we love you. But know that when you become part and parcel of us, you are accountable to us. You are accountable to the structures, whether you serve in the department or you are part of home cell. How about the group? It's none of your business. No. You know, I was watching a very interesting program about a pastor called Satish Kumar. Satish Kumar runs the largest church in India. There are 300,000 members of his church. All right. So, he asked God, but God, how can I be able to can manage these people, Baba Ngataso? In 2007, God introduced him and gave me an idea of using a tagging card. So every member of his church, it's called Calvary Church, they have a tag. As they come to the church, they tag. They have machines, they tag. They tag. And very interesting, when they're getting interviewed about that, they say, no, one thing they love is that someone is monitoring that. When 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they doesn't come and they don't see that the person is taking, they could even give him a call. And very interesting that they send someone to go and counsel with them when they don't have a problem. You get fed from the local church. You are valued by the local church. You are valued. No, but you are not a statistic. We love you. Bishop loves you. My bishop loves you. The pastors of Grace Bible Church loves you. The heads of department loves you. The cell leaders loves you. Other members love you. Have you seen how they love you? How sa atleba ufonela chomi ukukai? Hakau bona today. You know, I have not been coming for the last month in the 7 o'clock service because of some personal issues that I'm dealing with. It's very interesting. One of our older pastors called me. Aramrut king, but about transferil. Karno, why, Mama? Because I've not been seeing you for 7 o'clock. Then I realized that she faithfully attends. Faithfully attends 7 o'clock. Then I realized that it is coming from a point, from a love of a mother into a son. And I thought, yeah, no, Mama, I'm still around. I'm still submitted. And I love the Lord. And I've been working with Bishop so well. I will not live in this place. So you are valued. You are not the statistics, you are valued. But note, you need to value the local church. Inasmuch as you are valued, you need to value this. Value this, Bazalan. Become, allow me to use the word in quotes, jealous about this church. That no one will come and do funny stuff in this church in front of your eyes. No one will vandalize this place or any of our buildings while in your watch. Value this place. Let it be that this place becomes one of the priorities in your life. that when we have an event, we don't have to stop streaming because we're not Hauyu. Let it be that this place gets full like this. You see, it's full here, it's full in the foyer, it's full in the dome. It's full everywhere. Let it be full even when we have an event. Bazalwane, it is time that we not only occupy Orlando Stadium, but we move from Orlando Stadium to FNB. Why? Because you are valuing this church. Yes, it's not that we are a perfect church. You know. You know. I'm human. Are you with me, Bazalan? But value this church. Value this church. Yeah, my time is going. So let's look at the principles of knowing whether you are planted. Principles of knowing that you are planted. You know, one of the things that you will have a witness in your spirit. Remember, I said, not every church is good for you. There are places where when you go, even when you see people doing miracles, or there's something, man. That does not sit well. You know, or when you are in a place and you feel, or not, this place, yeah, hey, it's too big, man. I can feel I'm belonging in this place. I can identify with it. In 1999, when I joined this church, I came from a small church where we know everyone, and the pastor knows everyone by name and by face and their addresses. You know, I came here, Reloko Homemakers. There was a unanali diploma. You know, why? And about diploma, no, not about these are people who are new, who are lost. Because they are lost in this crowd. You know, but one thing that kept me is because I came wounded, and I came being, as I came, I knew that, look, you know, this man is like taking a bandage, and I'm working on my wounds. I know that some of you feel like that, that yes, it might be a crowded place, but your inward witness says, you're Paula Hiso. No, I'm not buying it. I'm not selling grace. Yes, I am selling grace, my church, but not in your face like that. But I'm saying, listen to the inner witness. So that when you go and find yourself in a place alluring, hi, asito onora, asinzanzi, gavaya. By learning to listen to your inner witness. You know, there are places where, even before people ask you, Robatamu, when you have already, you The inner man is telling you, hey, who am daughter? Ofuna anla. Abagwazla. And now some poor bastabone, there will be those who say, ah, I'm a zal, wartiste, bama. Wartiste, kupovai. Have you been in a situation when people are, but they want to do funny things, they want to do naughty things that are, no, piso kupovai, them, wartiste. Before they can get that, listen to your spirit. The second thing is that you will be spiritually challenged. At points, you will feel like Murutu nale unale king scandal sahau utore scandal unu wautibel. But no, I'll challenge and rattle your cage. Why? Because he wants you to grow. He wants you to know the Lord. He wants to be rooted and founded in Christ. Hallelujah. Thirdly, is that you fit in with the congregation. You fit in the congregation. It becomes like a hand and glove. There are places, you know. Yes, we are growing as Christ Bible Church and we are planting branches. But one of the things that God gave Bishop as wisdom is that people will always be people. There are places where they will fit in. There are places where they will not. You know. Allow them that freedom until they come to a realization. And I'm praying that some of you will come to that realization that you have been too long into this branch, into this moshati, that you need to go and be sent so that you can start branches somewhere. I love it. But it's the prayer of my heart. Why? Because you are so resourced, Bazalwane. So resourced that there are places in Kimberley, there are places in Pongola, there are places in Umtata who needs you, and you know those people. They've been asking you, why is Grace Bible Church not coming here? Because where now you are a member of Grace Bible Church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will agree with the vision of the church. That's how you know you are planted. You will agree with the vision of church. When the church says it is to turn irreligious people into fully devoted followers of Christ, there's no doubt, there's no debate about it. There's no debate, you identify. One of the things that they teach you is when you join an organization is that when your vision interlocks with the vision of the company, you know you are in the right place. But as soon as they move apart, then you know there's a problem. You can't serve two visions. So there has to be an alignment between the corporate vision and your personal vision. You will be equipped to do God's will. You will be equipped to do God's will. One of the things that happens on a Sunday, not only is it a celebration service, but it's also an equipping of the army of God. An equipping Mazalane makes an assumption that whatever that you are equipped with, you will take it and implement it in your life. And it's only by you being implementing it that you will grow. Hallelujah. You will find spiritual nourishment. You will find spiritual nourishment. Those are the principles. The last principle is you will have a sense of belonging. Even if before Baobota, so Grace Bible Church. Why? Because you have a sense of belonging. No. You have a sense of belonging. You know, one of the things that I love doing, I don't do it very often, is that after the church, when you go around outside the foyer and outside, and you see people in cliques, in groups, hopefully I see the faction, you know, but people gathering and having fellowship. I love that. We had an issue when we moved from Sunning Hill into Midrand. Someone said when we were in Sunning Hill, there was much more fellowship. When we went to Midrand, it's like we were in, what's the UK airport? It's like Heathrow. Go Heathrow, there's a movement all of a sudden and it's dead quiet. People are gone. Why? Because people were yearning for fellowship. You'll have a sense of belonging. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's look at the benefits quickly as we're about to close. The benefits of being planted. Remember we said growth starts with you being planted. Growth starts with you being planted. No planting, no growth. One thing that is a benefit is that you will be built up. You will be built up. You will grow. We will build you up. The church will build you up. God will build you up. The Holy Spirit, through the settlement of the house, will build you up. You will be built. So much teaching that are coming from this pulpit, Bazalan. You will be built up. You will become a better person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be built up in word and in prayer and in worship. What has happened today is not just a fluke. It is the work of the Holy Spirit teaching us to worship Him at one level to the other. And we need to learn to flow, you know, and not cram or give formula for Grace Bible Church. Announcements, hota praise, hota announcements, hota offering, then preaching, then amen. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to move and do His work. Hallelujah. So you'll be built up. The local environment will mold you. It will mold you. We will tell you. Or now what buys? My mouth will come and say, we don't want to kushugut here. You need to do your work. And sometimes you'll feel offended, but no, it's part of molding your character. Molding your character. Bishop will come and say, look, our event is happening and we are telling you in advance so that you can leave. And you about to kushugut, I told you. It's part of building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Secondly, you will discover your giftings. You will discover your giftings. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, the Holy Spirit has given you a gift. if you are a Christian. So if you are born again, every born again Christian, I don't care whether you were born yesterday or 20 years back or 30 years back or 100 years back, you have a gifting, a spiritual gifting. And it will help you to discover that gifting. Some people didn't know that they have the gift of teaching, as I said, or a gift of leadership, or a gift of saving. You know, saving comes natural to them, not only because it's a talent, but because God, when it has happened that they became Christians, God elevated it from just being a talent to being a gift. Thirdly, you will discover your calling. You will discover your calling. There's a difference between calling and gifting. You need several gifting to be able to can work within your calling. Some of us are called to be apostles. Some of us are called to be pastors, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers. The Bible teaches us, you know. Some administrators. There are those who are good with their hands, and they're called to do that. All they do, you know, they don't want to be in front. They are behind cameras. They are behind desks. But administration-wise, they are good at it. And they are called to be good leaders in that aspect. Hallelujah. Amen. It enables you to grow into your destiny. The benefit of being planted in the house of God is that it grows you into your destiny. Some of us grew up responsible destiny aruna eyakai. Until we became members of the church, until we became Christians, then we got our directions. We were confused. Today we want to go this, today we want to go us, today Rebata West, today Rebata East, South, but now we know where we're going. We know why we have been saved. We know that the purpose that God has established us for. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the number five is that you begin to be influential. You begin to be influential. You ask how? I want to say, tell you, Bazalane, every usher in this place is very influential. It's very influential. Ushers are very influential. Take ushers out of the equation, there'll be chaos. There'll be chaos. So therefore, we need to appreciate our ushers. Let's give them a round of applause, Bazalane. Very influential. And some people learn from there. They learn to deal with people. I never feel that nevale raw. Mama had to call them and teach them, Bazalan, please smile. You know? Please smile. La mutoka ukwatisa udula mu araik, but udula mu. You smile and you tell them with a smile or aulo udula mu. With a smile. And they took that, and they took that. Today, probably some of them are good salespeople. They are powerful salespeople, you know. Others are able to can organize. Ubuntu says, such a big number of ushers, how do you deal with them? I tell you, it takes organizational skills. Give a round of applause. Influence. It's in the church where you benefit from free advice. Free advice. The Bible says where there's a multitude of advice, there's safety. There's safety. Hallelujah. Amen. The last one, it provides safety and encouragement. Provides safety and encouragement. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Before Bazalanebar, I didn't read any Bible. It says that we should learn to help those Baba Wang, and we should learn to bear each other's burden. It is in that environment where there is safety and where there is encouragement. You get encouraged. Even when you go through low moments in your life, you know that your cell members will be there to help you. You know those who serve and meet with you when you are at church, you get encouraged. Even by coming and being in the presence of God, the worship will help you to be uplifted. As we conclude, I want to say the following. That God, it is God's will that all should be saved and not perish. It is God's will that all should be planted in his house. It is God's will that for us to fulfill our destinies. But it all starts with us being planted in the local church. So when you are planted in the local church, you will flourish. But before you flourish, you will grow. But without planting, there is no growing. Without growing, there's no flourishing. I hope God's word has encouraged today. Let's bow our head and let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word, for your word is good. Your word is established in heavens. The word is powerful. It's like a hammer. The word, Father God, is like water. It washes us, oh God. We are thankful, Father, for your word this morning. We pray, Father God, let it be with us, Lord, until we come to implement it, oh God. And we are grateful that, Lord, you grant us every opportunity. Thank you for your mercies and your grace. We give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I ended up by saying, it is God's will that all men should be saved. Before you become part of the planted church, before you become planted into a church, you need to have received Christ as Lord and Savior. But you might be asking, but Mudud, how do I know that I have known Christ as my Lord and Savior? All you need to do is to raise your hand so that we can pray together with you. We pray together with you to have a relationship with God. We counsel with you so that you can have a relationship with God. So if you are here and you said, Muruti, I want to receive Christ as my Lord and Savior so that I can get an opportunity to be planted into the house of God, all you need to do is to raise your hand. Raise your hand so that we can pray together with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Raise your hand. Listen to your spirit when the spirit speaks. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Hands are going up. Hands are going up. Don't be left behind. Don't be left behind. Or it might be that you were walking with God and you ended up moving astray. I want to say to you that today is the day of salvation. God is the God of second chances. Do not lose this second chance. Come, join these people. Raise your hand. Raise your hand so that we can pray together with you. It might be here or it might be out in the foyer or in the dome. But all I want to say, raise your hand. Raise your hand so that we can pray together with you. Can I ask all the people that have raised their hand, stand. Stand, we want to pray with you. Stand. Don't be afraid. Just gather the courage. It is a good step. You are getting planted. Hallelujah. 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 It might be that you didn't raise your hand, but you want to stand together with these people that are standing. Go ahead, stand. We won't close you out. Go ahead, stand. 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 Now we want to do the last step. Can I ask you to come and join me in the front? Come and join me in the front. Come. Come. Make it snappy. Make it quick. Run if you have to run. Come. Come.